Good day, this is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. The cost of providing a high-quality professional firefighting and bylaw enforcement to residents and businesses in Corner Brook are going up, so Council has decided to find ways to increase revenue. At this week's public meeting, Councillor Pamela Gill spoke about how these services can remain sustainable with new agreements with neighboring communities in the Humber Bay of Islands areas.
At the same time, many smaller communities are struggling to provide these services and wish to partner with larger centres that have capacity. City of Corner Brook has entertained the provision of services to neighbouring communities in the past with a stipulation that such agreements do not negatively impact service delivery to the city, and the arrangements generate positive net revenues for the city coffers. And one example of that would be Mount Moriah, our services that we provide to them.
Staff have indicated that there could be great benefits to the city from these types of agreements, including more revenue and access to better equipment. However, Councillor Charles Pender says it's too late to get into this now, with a new council being sworn in October. Councillor Bill Griffin says putting this off now is not the right thing to do.
We were voted in 4 years ago to make decisions like this. The fact that a new council is coming in October, that's got nothing to do with us. We're still here to represent our residents. And this is a move forward. This is long overdue. This is all new revenue. I don't understand why we would even second guess this. This is a decision for us to make, to put it off, say we're not because a new council is coming. I don't buy that.
The city's director of protective services, Todd Flynn, says a lot of research has been done into sharing services, but there's more to come.
There's still a lot of work to be done in there, and we want to be able to go out and have those discussions with our neighboring communities, see if there's even actually an appetite for this. Because we haven't done that. I've had some discussions back a few years ago. But not recent. So,
in the end, Council approved the motion for the city manager to explore and develop possible models of shared services. Currently, Corner Brook does not share fire services with other communities, but does have agreements in place for the provision of water. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.